Chapter 18, His Long-Suffering Mercy.
No earthly parent ever pleaded so earnestly with an erring child as he who made us pleads with the transgressor. No human loving interest ever followed the impenitent with invitations so tender. Thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Isaiah 43:22. O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Micah 6:3. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Hosea 11:1. Jehovah's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He compassed him about, he cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, as an eagle that stirreth up her nest, that fluttereth over her young. He spread abroad his wings, he took them, he bare them on his pinions. Deuteronomy 32:9-11, ARV. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in his law. Psalm 78:10. The more the prophets called them, the more they went from them. Yet I taught Ephraim to walk. I took them on my arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. My people are bent on backsliding from me. Though they call them to him that is on high, none at all will exalt him. Hosea 11:2-7, ARV. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Psalm 78:38-39. Though he delivered his strength into captivity, and his glory into the enemy's hand, yet he said, My loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. Psalm 78:61 and Psalm 89:33. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? Taken from the Authorized Version. For as often as I speak against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart yearneth for him. Jeremiah 31:20, ARV. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I cast thee off, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My compassions are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God and not man. The Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not come in wrath. Hosea 11:8-9, ARV. O Israel, return unto Jehovah thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and return unto Jehovah. Say unto him, Take away all iniquity, and accept that which is good. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, Ye are our gods, for in thee the fatherless find mercy. Hosea 14:1-3, ARV. They shall walk after Jehovah. The children shall come trembling from the west. They shall come trembling as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. For I will make them to dwell in their houses, saith Jehovah. Hosea 11:10-11, ARV. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall blossom as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the grain, and blossom as the vine. Ephraim shall say, What have I to do any more with idols? I have answered and will regard him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise that he may understand these things? Prudent that he may know them? For the ways of Jehovah are right, and the just shall walk in them. Hosea 14, verses 4 to 9, ARV. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in loving kindness. He will again have compassion upon us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Micah 7, 18 and 19, ARV. Jehovah appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. The Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. My people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Jehovah. See Jeremiah 31, verse 3, ARV, 11 and 13, AV, and 14, ARV. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Jehovah hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even Jehovah, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not fear evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, O Zion, let not thy hands be slack. Jehovah thy God is in the midst of thee, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verses 14 to 17, ARV. This God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalms 48:14.